You're feeling lonely today. Come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend. And this is a friendship that'll never ever end.
'Did you end up with my microphone?
I have no fucking clue at all. Is yours even on?
Yeah, mine is on.
Testing, yo, testing.
Wait, is that better?
I think so. Yeah.
I thought my shirt. It's my mic fucking stand too because my hair ties are on it, and I always have my mic stand like that. What the fuck?
Well, I don't know.
What the fuck? All right.
I think it's just from people coming in here messing with shit.
Probably. Well, that, and it has been like 2 weeks since the last time we recorded.
Well, so. Anyways, happy Kwanzaa, folks. We're back. I am Rex.
Skittles.
And we're back with another edition of Random My Name Podcast. One of the possible. Actually, this is the last one of the year.
This is the last episode of 2020.
Until to the 4th/5th.
What?
To the 4th/5th of January.
Yeah, something like that. I think our first episode of 2021 will drop January 5th.
Yep.
So, it's been a fucked up year, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Highly fucked up.
So, before we get to some fucked up shit of 2020, later in the show, we'll be talking about the who's going to get stimulus and how much are we going to get? And are you going to take the vaccine or not? But we'll get to that later in the show. Plus, of course, we let off the show with the Firefly Funhouse theme song. So we'll get.
Speaking of fire.
We will get to that in a little bit. So first on, though. So what's the most fucked up part of the year for you? I mean, because there's some fucked up shit that happened this year. I mean, so what? All year, it's been nothing but bad shit. All year long.
I mean, like, it's one of those, like, everything's been bad, but there's, like, I haven't hit the point where I'm like, that's the most fucked up shit I've been through all 2020. Other, like, besides finding out that I was type 2 diabetic.
Yeah.
Besides that and crushing my dreams of taking a shot on New Year's.
No, well, you can, because honestly, it's been a while since you've drinking.
Yeah.
So technically you can still drink. You can still have a shot of something on Christmas, being the fact that, or not Christmas. I don't know why the fuck I said Christmas, but New Year's. You technically can. It just has to be.
I don't know why you said Christmas, because Christmas didn't feel like Christmas. It just felt like December 25th.
Right. But you know, you can take one shot of something as a New Year's thing, but honestly, if you're looking for something to drink on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or whatever,
Crystal Light.
You take an ounce and a half of Jack, apple. You take 3 to 4 ounces of cranberry juice.
Oh, wait a minute.
And a squirt of lime.
Go Ladies away. And gentlemen, we have interrupted. Oh, never mind.
Nope.
He left.
They in trouble tonight, so they ain't allowed to be on this shit tonight.
Oh, shit, not even Little Miss Skittles?
probably not. So, yeah, an ounce and a half of Jack, apple, 3 to 4 ounces of cranberry juice, and a squirt of lime. You stir it around, bomb as fuck. So, for me, I will have to say that the most fucked up part of 2020 would have been the fact, I mean, as most of y'all know, if you listen to our show for a while, would have to have been the fact that I started the year in jail.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get home for, you know, most of y'all know that I was in jail for 3 months. But then you get home after being gone for 3 months and you're out for like a month and everything's just fine. The world's just fine. You hear about this little disease called COVID and you're like, whatever. And then everything shuts the fuck down after being in jail for 3 months. Then you have to go to fucking quarantine for 3 months. Dude, it sucked. Like, holy oh, hell crap, yeah, man. I swear.
She completely missed that shit.
Huh. But, yeah, I just, yeah, to me, it's just, I would have to say the quarantine part of COVID that was from March to June was the worst part of 2020 for me. Just because of the simple fact of, you know,
being. You shut down a lot of shit. Like, exactly. I think that's the, I think, like, the shutdown is the free space in bingo for. Because there's a lot of shit that people could have been. Like, hell, I think. For the most, now that thinking back on it, I think the most part was the fact that we had a chance to go to Vegas for Evo. Yeah. And I trained my ass off for it. Now all that training is just down the drain and shit.
Yeah, but then again, and that, I think the worst part of all of that too is the fact that
Dick Cheney is trending.
God. I think one of the worst problems with that is, I think the worst thing about the whole Evo cancellation thing is there's no guarantee that it's going to happen again next year.
Did you read that?
Which one? The first one?
Yeah.
He's trying to. Oh, did he die? He's trying to. Because people wish he shot Ted Cruz while he's quail hunting. That's fucked. That's fucked. That's fucked up. But I mean, it's funny, but it's kind of fucked
no,
up.
No, I was laughing at the picture of the blood dude smiling.
Oh, uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, and that sucked. I mean, that sucked because, I mean, honestly, I haven't been to Vegas since I was fucking 7 or 8. Yeah. Maybe 9.
I think the last time I went, I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I mean,
and we stopped there just briefly before, because for some reason we decided to stop there instead of going straight to Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when Circus was at.
Yep, I remember going to Circus. I went when I went so long ago. WCW was still around.
Yeah.
Okay.
You went so long ago that WWE also had good storylines.
WWE still had puppies. I was still around when Sting was not an old man. I went so long ago.
That's how you can tell how old someone is by just giving, just be like, all right, I'm like, how old are you? I'm like, I was born in such and such. All right, tell me the oldest thing you remember from wrestling. Oh, back when, I remember John Cena. You are young as fuck,
dude.
I'm like, I remember WWF.
No. I remember. No. I'm old enough to remember the debut of Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Not before Triple H. Not Triple H. I remember the debut of Hunter Hearst Helmsley. The fucking rich man fucking character that he had. Or I'm old enough to remember Steve Austin. Not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Or Stunning Steve Austin. You know? So, yeah. And fuck. That's crazy.
Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Ultimate Warrior.
Damn. Yeah.
British Bulldog.
Fuck, NWO. You want to go that old? Man. NWO.
Scott Hall, Scott Steiner.
We were just talking about Scott Steiner last night at Enders. Because in Final Fantasy, there's a card named Steiner.
Yeah.
And Steve was like, we should get an alternate art of all the Steiner cards and make sure it's all the... make sure it's all Scott Steiner with the chainmail headdress and everything like that. And make custom ones. I'm like, that would be actually pretty cool. So, alright, so before we get into the fucking wrestling, since we're talking about it, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Uh, Like, it's, well, shit, football's coming. Playoffs are coming up.
Yeah, football's almost over. Excuse me. Yeah, football's almost over. We're going into week 17 this coming
weekend.
We are both my Texans and your Niners are both safely 100% not in the playoffs.
Yeah, Nick Mullins, this is your fault, man. You need to learn how to throw a ball to a wide open receiver that's not in the area of five defenders. Like,
right.
Like, I understand trusting your receivers, but damn, come on, man. And Beathard came out and he played. We should have started Beathard because he's been on the team longer than Mullins.
Yep, I've been telling you that all year. I still 100% put the blame on Bill O'Brien because it's always Bill O'Brien's fault.
Yep.
Like, who the fuck trades away the best wide receiver in the league?
And why, when he leave, O'Brien. He gave y'all the 2-yard line stigma.
Oh, my God.
The 2-yard line virus.
I swear to God, we lost 2 games in a row at the 2-yard line. Literally, 2 yards and goal. 2 and goal. Like, holy, come on. First, Watson fumbles the ball.
Right.
The very next week, the wide receiver fumbles the ball, both at the 2-yard line. Like, what the fuck? It's ridiculous. And we would have won both of those games, too. We would have won both of those games. You know, we could have still ended up possibly 8-8, a 500 season, if we would have won both of those games.
Damn.
But No. No, we're 4-10. 5-10. No, 4-11. Something like that. I don't remember. Tells you how much I care right now.
Like, it's crazy. You know what's crazy, though, is the fact that a lot of people saying the team isn't good when they're riddled with injuries. Mm-hmm. But it's like, all right, you say that, but then when it happens to your team, you want everyone to throw the sympathy thing for you. I'm like, yeah. But I get it. There's backups for a reason. But at the same time, how much of those backups are actually a part of that main engine you got going on?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many weeks in a row was Kittle hurt? Garoppolo's been hurt 99% of the season. You know, Bosa's been hurt since, what, week one?
Yeah, Buckner.
Yeah, I mean, your main defensive core has been hurt 90%.
Or traded.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
but enough of that.
Sherman's not even playing anymore. He's out for the rest of the year now. I mean, he's sitting.
Shit, we're not even gonna have Deebo Samuels.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not Deebo Samuels. Brandon Ayuk.
Because I saw this interview the other day, and I kind of agree.
Oh, what he said about if you're not here to play?
Yeah. Here we go.
Lifts and do what you're supposed to do, you should not be here. This is a job. We are getting paid a whole lot of money. There are a lot of people that watch us and invest their time and their money into buying our jerseys and buying a whole bunch of shit. And they care about it. They care every single week. We're in week 16 and we're 4-11. And there's fans that watch this game, that show up to the stadium, that put in time and energy and effort and care about this. So if you can't go out there and you can't work out, you can't show up on time, you can't practice, you can't want to go out there and win, you shouldn't be here. Because this is a privilege. It's the greatest job in the world. You get to go out and play a game. And if you can't care enough, even in week 17, even when you're trash, when you're 4-11, if you can't care enough to go out there and give everything you've got and try your hardest, that's bullshit. So that's how. There are people every week that still tweet you, that still come up to you and say, hey, we're still rooting for you. We're still behind you. They have no reason whatsoever to. We stink. But they care, and they still want to win, and they still want you to be great. That's why. Those people aren't getting paid. We're getting paid handsomely. That's why. And that's who I feel the most bad for, is our fans. And the people who care so deeply in this city, and the people who love it and who truly want it to be great. And it's not. And that sucks as a player to know that we're not giving them what they deserve.
Truth.
It's truth, man. I mean, like, I don't, as a Texans fan, I mean, I'm sitting here, we're 4-11, we're trash, we suck, holy fuck, but damn right, I'm still going to rock my jerseys. I'm still going to, you know, wear my merchandise. I'm still going to support my team. I don't, obviously 4-11, I mean, that's a top 5 draft pick this year. Of course, we don't get it because we traded it away, but that's a top 5 draft pick. I want that, you know, draft pick. But the simple fact is, I still want my team going out there. And I still want to know that my team's going to sit out there and fight.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's week 17, we got no chance of making it to the postseason. The fact that, you know, it don't matter. JJ is still putting in work.
Exactly.
You know, because he realizes it's not just for himself, not just for the team. There are millions of fans out there that are watching football every Sunday that want to sit there and watch
their team play and get at least attempt to get wins. Like,
exactly.
So, did you know Jets finally got a win?
Wait, they did?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Who the fuck did they? The Rams.
Damn. Oh, wait. That really tells you. Is it just me or is my headphones not working?
No, mine's is like, oh no.
I mean, audio wise, I can tell off the laptop that our shit's working. Oh wait, there we go. All
right,
I pressed the button. I pressed the wrong button again.
Because I was only
The JJ Watt video I can only hear out of one ear.
Yeah,
and I think that's just because of the audio. But yeah, that was me because I accidentally pressed the green button right there. No. So that person is the only person that can hear it. That's stupid. This is an amazing recording device and everything like that. Don't get me wrong, but it is so technically advanced that I'm just like, we've had this shit for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
And there's still shit about this shit I don't know about. So, but what were we saying?
Yeah, Jets finally got a win. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, they got the guaranteed locked first draft pick. Ours, actually, we got a confirmed a top 5 draft pick, but because we traded it away to Miami last year for Jeremy Tunsil, whatever his fucking name is, we traded away our first round draft pick of this year to Miami. So Miami is getting a free fucking top 5 draft pick.
Robert Saleh, don't leave us, man. We need you. And if you do leave, please get Mike Singletary back for defense.
That's funny. We did interview. Houston did interview Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, that's right.
Last week. So I'm actually kind of okay with that. Marvin Lewis was a pretty good coach for Cincinnati. So, and him with Watson, I think would be a good combination. We just have to be able to get some wide receivers for him. And can we please get rid of Will Fuller? You know, we're going to have to rebuild in the next 2 years. I'm okay with that. You know, but like, you know what I mean?
Man.
Y'all have been building for years, though. So, I mean, y'all, you
we know. Have our pieces, but but apparently they all stepped on Legos and fucked their ankles up.
Right? Right? Alright. What? We didn't find you need to go find it. So, yeah. Okay, so back to what we were actually talking about, because we kind of got sidetracked. So, Monday Night Raw. Well, let's start on Friday. Let's start SmackDown last week. I know neither one of us watched it, but Roman Reigns beat Kevin Owens in a cage match. Again, we didn't watch it, so I don't
know. No, actually, I did see that. I just didn't see the... No, actually, that was
that last week? Yeah, that was this last Friday.
Okay, so...
It was the Christmas Day episode.
Okay, yeah, so I did kind of watch it a little bit. Okay. But, right. So, I remember that match. So, pretty much, Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Handcuffs Kevin Owens to where he could... Where he can get out of the steel cage, but his feet couldn't touch
the ground. That's fucked.
I was like, damn.
That's fucked.
And then fucking, all you hear fucking Kevin Owens is, Roman, you a little bitch.
Fuck.
I was like, well.
Well, I mean, it is true. It is true. Ever since Roman's come back, he hasn't won a match straight.
Like if Vince would just let Triple H run you like how he runs NXT.
Speaking of that, though, I did hear the other day, I read an article that Vince's health... Remember we made a comment about it a couple episodes ago?
Yeah.
From Survivor Series that when we saw Vince for the Taker thing. Yeah, I read an article saying that he actually isn't doing that good right now. Like, health-wise, he's actually, like, not doing that good. It's non-COVID related. But he's just not doing that good at the moment. So, I mean, hopefully he gets better. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I wish we had a bell. We should have added a bell to our soundboard because...
Well, hold on.
We had the WWE. The world, no, wrestling as a whole suffered another passing of a wrestler.
Yeah, it's fucked up because I mean we've lost a lot of people this year. You know, Shad Gaspar. You know, we've lost a couple other people this year, last year. For you know. Non-COVID related or anything like that. It's just losing them in general, especially people we grew up watching, it hurts even more. But then to find somebody who, to have somebody who passes away so suddenly, who is, I mean, they might be in their 40s, but the prime of their career, you know, of somebody like Brody Lee. You know, WWE fans know him as Luke Harper. AEW fans know him as Brody Lee. His real name was John Hubar. It's just, yeah, I mean, it really, yeah, that one really hurts.
That man had one mean clothesline from hell.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like it's crazy. You watch wrestling, like whether it's AEW, NXT, TNA, or Ring of Honor, or anything like that, and then you just come across the news like that. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it when Kobe passed. You know, celebrities or athletes or other people that influence us one way or another, when those people pass, it you may not know that person. You may not know that person, but that person affected you at some point in their life, you know. And Luke Harper, especially from the things, everything that people are saying about him and the tweets and the memorials that people are talking about, that was one hell of a guy, one hell of a dad, one hell of a friend. You know, the fact that everybody wanted to ride with him because he was that cool of a guy. You know, I was reading something earlier from Sami Zayn, you know, about how wonderful of a father he was, and you know, and whatnot. So it's just, yeah, it's, you know, it, when somebody of that stature, who's that good of a guy, mm-hmm. passes away so suddenly, and who's so close to the business and everything like that, it, you know, it hurts even more than it normally would.
Like, I just wish his character would have got better developed. Not, yeah, better development, because they started to run into the ground a little bit in WWE, and, like, yeah. And that's why he went
to AEW
as yeah. Brody Lee.
Yeah, I mean, he is one of the people that deserved to get some type of run in he was definitely one person to get a run at the title at some point. So so yeah, and now we're gonna you know how it's so fucked up that we go from talking about somebody who goes from passing.
It really does.
Like, to jokes.
That's our.
I know that's our nature. I know that's what we do and everything like that. But that's really fucked it.
But Brody Lee, man.
Yeah, I mean, may he rest in peace, and prayers go out to his family.
Yeah,
and friends. If you do want to support. If you do want to support, and if you were a fan of his, you do want to support his family in any way, CM Punk and Mick Foley, any merchandise of theirs that is purchased off of their websites, all profits, 100% of the proceeds, will go to Brody's family in donation for them. So... yeah, go just find CM Punk's website, Mick Foley's website, purchase something, and all profits will go to the Brody Lee's family. So, if you want to help them out, in any way. All right. Now we're just going to transition to some more fun and bullshit that we
so this talk is about. So, this is a trending on the politics section for Twitter. Hashtag COVIDiot.
Like, God.
If COVID made dicks fall off, the pandemic would have ended like six dicks in.
The worst part is that's true. It's true. Oh, shit. Like, okay, so why are we starting? Finance minister apologizes after leaving country for personal trip early as COVID cases. Oh, is this why we're talking about? Is that why we're it's trending? Hey, speaking of the vaccine. All right, we did talk about this earlier in the show that we were going to talk about the vaccine, whether you're going to take it or not take it, or, you know, and whatnot. So,
whoa, wait a minute.
What we got?
The hashtags on this guy. Suck it COVID. Hashtag suck it COVID. Hashtag vaccine. Hashtag COVID. Hashtag Trump virus. Now, Trump done some things, but this is not one of them.
Huh. Right? Well, what's fun? Well, all right, we'll get to that in a second. But Kamala Harris receives the first dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, which the Moderna one, I guess you have to take two different shots or something. It's like a staged, you have to do it in stages or something like that, I guess. I don't
know. So the first one is, nine and a half, and the other one's 9.5?
I don't fucking know. But our boy, Benny.
Yeah.
He took the vaccine earlier today and whatnot. Now, we've had some personal conversations about it and whatnot. And this is where we're going to get political and talk about it and everything like that. And we would love to hear what you guys' opinions are about it and whether you guys are going to take it or not. Me personally, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it until I know that it has more testing. I'm not going to take it until I know that it's actually working and whatnot. I'm also not going to force my kids into taking it just so they can go back to school. My kids are doing very well sitting at the kitchen table and learning from a distance. My wife, on the other hand, she's her own person. She can take it whether she wants to take it or not.
She's grown. She can make her own decisions.
Exactly. I'm not going to force her to do something that she doesn't want to do. So if she wants to take it, she's more than welcome to take it, and I will support her in that decision. But as we do stuff in anything that we do on a daily basis, we make a decision together for our kids and a decision for her, for our kids to get it. Would not be, no. I mean, they have all their other vaccines and all their other shots and everything like that. But this is definitely one thing that they will not get until I know that it's safer for them. I've seen people pass out from it within minutes of getting it. I've heard people have fatigue from it within hours. I've heard of people having soreness in their arms, which of course is typical of anything for when you get a shot. I've also heard of people catching COVID right after getting it. So there's a lot of shit going on with the vaccines that, you know. And the simple fact that they've also talked about having people walk around where you have to carry a certificate saying that you got vaccinated to be able to either go into places or not wear a mask and stuff like that.
Now, this may sound like a conspiracy theory, but what if these vaccines are how they implant that microchip that they're talking about long ago? See, I was sitting on the front porch in my rock chair with my boomstick spitting into my spit pail. And I was like, holy shit, these motherfuckers got a way to get the chip in us. Damn it, Bob, go get the gun. Just joking. No, but seriously, though.
But you know what? And that's a lot of the reason why a lot of people, especially the conspiracy theorists, are not going to take it, is because of the theory and the conspiracy theories of it being having a mini microchip to be able to implant to track everybody. Motherfuckers, you own a phone. They got ways of tracking your ass already.
Right? For real.
Like, they don't need to implant a fucking tracker into your damn... y'all are listening to us on your phone or your laptop or anywhere you get your podcast.
Anywhere, and guess what? Anywhere that has access to the internet.
Exactly. You know, our our viewership or listenership, we get our numbers every week and everything like that. But guess what? You realize that our numbers are actually double, because every time you listen to our show, there's some fucking political FBI agent or some CIA analyst or anything like that that's listening to your phone, that's listening to us talk to you through whatever device you're listening to. So they got ways of tracking you already.
If we get a text message, you damn right we're listening. Keep talking.
Right? Exactly.
Nah, man. But
speaking of text messages.
Gosh damn, what the fuck?
Now,
mic stand's been a little bitch right now.
Dude, I like these mic stands because of how they work and everything like that. But dude, they suck at the same time.
And they're double-edged.
Right? Right. Speaking of text messages, so now I'm going to do this because I want to hear from you guys directly because of the shit we talk about and everything like that, okay? And there's a lot of shit that when we talk about it and we tweet it out, we get some responses from other people, but we want more contact with our listenerships and everything like that. Yeah. So y'all need to go follow us on Twitter.
I kind of spaced out right there. But at but our,
I'm like, come on, motherfucker, you do it to me all the time. You
fucking @RU_podcast.
Go follow us on Twitter. Go follow us on Instagram. That's God, yeah. It's twice I've gotten you so far. Come on, man. Yes, Twitter and Instagram @RU_podcast. If you go follow us on there, I will be tweeting out and Instagramming what my phone number is, so that way y'all can have direct, literally direct contact with us to be able to talk about what we're talking about on the show directly with us through text messages. Y'all call me, I ain't answering for shit. Y'all can text me all you want. I have no problem with that. But I ain't fucking talking to any of y'all over the phone. So. Hell no.
We ain't talking to y'all unless it's after 8 or 9 o'clock, all right? Our minutes ain't free.
Dude, me and...
That's some old school shit.
That's some old school shit right there. Me and the wife were just talking about that shit last week. It's funny.
Oh, man. That shit...
Fuck.
Yeah, wait. So, back to wrestling.
Oh, shit.
So, while we were talking about fire and shit. So, if you watched the, what was it?
TLC pay-per-view.
You see the final match of the pay-per-view was The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton in an Inferno match. Where the first person to put their opponent, to catch fire on any part of their opponent, wins the match.
Yeah.
So.
Which I... honestly, have not seen one of those type of matches since Taker Kane.
Exactly.
It's been a long time since that kind of match, for sure.
So, pretty much Randy Orton won, put the Fiend on fire, RKO'd him, and then...
and then lit the entire body on fire.
Yeah.
Which, it's... I mean,
I was like, well, damn.
Like, we could all tell that it was a dummy and everything like that in the ring, but they did their best to make sure it didn't look like one or anything like that, but yeah, it still was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
So,
but then on top of all of this, just recently I had read an article and you and I had talked about it while we were at the shop, and, USA Network wants Raw to better their ratings and stuff like that, and we found, and they want them to get darker and edgier and go more towards what we all want of, you know, the Attitude Era and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But and then they do this shit on Monday.
So Monday night Raw, it ended with Randy Orton was supposed to show up to Alexa's playground, which is a new thing that just popped up last week. And this week he was supposed to appear on there again. So Alexa does her bit and she calls out Randy Orton to come out. Randy doesn't come out. Instead, he pops up at the Firefly Funhouse. Fucks that shit up. Alexa Bliss challenges Randy Orton to a match.
Well, she doesn't actually say a match. She just says, I challenge you to the ring. I challenge you in the ring later tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so that shit happens. And she comes out with a gift wrap box and it's fucking gasoline. Or water.
We all know it's water, but yeah.
Flammable water. We'll just call it that. So she pops up with the flammable water. And she makes a line towards Randy Orton and puts it towards her and makes a spot. And she goes, and she lies down and goes, "Do what you did to him to me," pretty much. And he's sitting there wondering, like, what the fuck is going on? And then she hit that one trigger, calling a grown-ass man a bitch.
Right?
And then that's when it
wasn't. It wasn't until she's like, "Stop being a little bitch," that he actually even like really being called a bitch is what's gonna set you off.
Like, really? If every man set someone on fire for being called a little bitch, how much? You know how much of the population would disappear?
Right.
But anyways, so it ended with after a while, Randy was like, "You don't think I'll do it? I'll do it." And Alexa proceeds to pour more flammable water on her, and Randy Orton lights the match, and then shit, just, you know how when the Fiend comes out, screen goes dark, a little portion of the screen goes out and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So the screen goes. So the whole arena, the whole Thunderdome goes completely dark, and then all you see is a match and Randy Orton just staring down like he's gonna drop it. Mm-hmm. And then boom, cliffhanger. Find out next week on Raw.
Like, and that's honestly, I mean, I've seen some shit like that before on Raw, but it was a long time ago, and like, holy crap, nothing of that extent. That's for sure. Really? Really?
Well, well, well. Mr. Sharpio. Or Shapiro.
Shapiro.
I don't know why I called him Sharpio. I think I seen it the name before and yeah. Someone misspelled it and shit. Yeah. But anyways, yeah. this guy.
So Ben Shapiro, if you're into politics and hugely into politics, you know who Ben Shapiro is. He's a Jewish Republican.
Hey, but like holding an argument, trying to argue with this man, he will bring fucking some cold ass facts.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hey, you know what? There's some of his videos like it's like okay, yo, all right, cool.
There's some things he needs to just stay the fuck away from.
Yeah, but hold on.
Don't worry about the WAP lyrics.
I want to know, though, is if this is real. Because... yeah, because some of these people, it's not real.
Yeah, because... apparently...
Okay, so this whole tweet is not real. It's made to look... like it is. It wouldn't be under that. It would be under tweets. I have to go back all the way to fucking September for this shit. I'm only on fucking December.
I wish they had a function to where it's like, oh yeah.
Search for fucking.
Yeah.
See, yeah, I'm only on fucking December 21st.
Stop posting so much shit so we can still find some shit.
No, I'm not doing this. Okay, we're just going to say that is fake and we're not even going to talk about it. But it's a fucked up tweet if it was real. I'll have to find out. But that's... no.
The shit that people come up with.
Oh, I know, right?
So,
okay. So, before we get to songs of the week...
which I still got to find.
Because we're at that 45-minute mark already. So, we're going to... yeah. All right, so our last conversation topic of the night is going to be on, are you going to get your stimulus and how much? Okay, if you qualify, first and foremost, if you qualified for the stimulus, the first go around, you are getting it this time as well. If you are a single person under the age, not under the age, I don't know why I said age, that makes under $75,000 a year, you qualify for the stimulus. If you are a married couple that makes less than $150,000 a year, you qualify for the full stimulus. The bill is only for $600. The stimulus is only $600. $600 in your pocket, though. Do I think that is enough? No, I do not think that is enough. I think it is too little, and I think there should be more to it. The House yesterday Or Monday.
Mitchell McConnell. Oh shit!
The House House of Representatives passed a amendment of the COVID relief bill to change Section 230, which is where the stimulus falls under, from 600 to 2,000. I'm full-heartedly agree that $2,000 is a good amount per person. Okay, I'm happy with that. $2,000 per person for me, for my wife, and for each dependent you claim. And so for me, it would be three dependents. So y'all can figure out the math. That's $2,000 times five. That's a lot of money. You know, and whatnot. But so for somebody, as in a unmarried, single, no kid person, as in Rex, hey, $2,000 is still $2,000.
Hell yeah.
That's two cases of DBS, man. Almost three. If you can't pull out all three SCRs out of three cases, something is wrong.
I mean, I could have just spent it on a hooker and just not pull out in general. continue my line of idiocracy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's funny. So... it went to the Senate today. It was blocked on the vote. By the time that you are listening to this, we do not know what's going on. It's been blocked in the Senate. It could change, but at the same time, there's things going around that you can receive your $600 stimulus as early as today, Tuesday. As you're hearing it, you might want to go check your bank account because you could have received your $600 stimulus check. So just, you know, after the show's over, go check your bank account. and whatnot. So my money is spoken for. I don't know about yours. You might be just hearing about this for the first time. You're getting a free $600 or $2,000. Who knows? But wife and I already spoken for. Oh my God, I'm buying a case of DBS. And then some clothes. Probably some clothes. I might buy myself a new pair of boots, though. I kind of need a new pair of boots.
I actually need new pairs of shoes, to be honest. I got holes in.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the... You've already said earlier that if you wake up with your stimulus in the morning, you're calling me so I can take you shoe shopping.
It might just be a whole trip to... wherever they sell shoes and clothes at the same time. that's excluding. That's excluding Big Five.
Right? Shit.
So I bought some shoes from Big Five. They had a couple of months in, they were fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Big Five. You know what? I've always loved looking at the Big Five ad on Sundays, but I've never really bought anything from Big Five, though.
I work shoes there, and they work.
Yeah. I mean, I've always spent the extra money. I've either gone to Boot Barn for work boots or other places that will pay for my work boots from the last company I worked for. So, you got your song of the week? I got mine.
Yeah.
All right, you want to go first? I've gone first the last couple of weeks, so you can go first.
All right. So, let me go ahead and turn this up real quick on my end. All right, so this is the Chris Rivers. If you're a fan of Big Punisher, this is his son Chris Rivers, Oswin Benjamin, and Denzel Porter, called the OCD Cipher.
You flip Denzel, Oz, and Chris, no, it's still a slaughter. All the RNs know that DOC's what the doctor ordered. OCD, see, we've been killing this game, so fuck it, this order. Lethal weapon, when me pen it. COD, no console needed. My POV is GOD's EKG, the heartbeat of a martyr. More so than a million man marching. Darwin above that when the Martin. Stargazing nowadays is the same as looking in mirrors. All blue Yankee, like I'm over the brim is gray from new era. My sky is gray, my cup overflow with my new.
That was just a taste of some lyricism right there.
Yeah, for sure.
It took, like, I had to listen to this a couple of times just to catch
the certain things.
Certain shit, the whole, like, how, so, like, the whole play on the whole COD part, I was like, holy shit. All No, that's, it's on you.
Okay, I was waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I can go into more detail about
it's
that
all
part.
Good. It's all good. Yeah, so mine this week, you know what? It's not been a song of the week. I think we've opened the show once before with this song, but I'm not 100% sure because we definitely don't keep track of songs that we play on the show before mm-hmm. or anything like that. We try our best not to repeat songs or anything like that. But mine is this week. It's Savage Loved.
Up all my cash every night and every day. I try to make it stay, but you're savage love. Did somebody break your heart? Looking like an angel, but you're savage love. When you kiss me,
you know that song. I mean, Jason Derulo has a voice similar to T-Pain in this aspect.
T-Pain, you know me. Can bring music that be boy. I know the club close at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me?
Oh. You know, and what I mean by that is T-Pain has always been known as auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we know T-Pain as. Yes. But when you can hear him like that, or that the little 5-second clip that I just played, that you can hear his voice in its entirety and realize that he does not need auto-tune.
Oh, yeah.
Does not need auto-tune whatsoever. There's been a couple
of times where I've heard him without auto-tune. I'm like, holy shit.
Oh yeah, this whole song right here, you can get it on Spotify. It's the T-Pain mashup. You go search for it on Spotify or YouTube or anywhere.
If you don't believe us when we say T-Pain can sing without autotune, Masked Singer.
Exactly. Yeah, I forget that he's on and was on that on the first season. And he won the first season, yeah. So I forget about that shit too. But I mean, yeah, it's crazy how you know he's that good of a singer without auto-tune, but we know him for the auto-tune. But I think Jason Derulo is the same way. We know him for that voice that he was singing in on "Strange Love" and other songs that he's done that with, but. Listening to him without the auto-tune, without the other shit, he's that good of a singer too.
I think that's what could define a singer if they can do it with auto-tune, okay. But then if they can do it even better without the auto-tune,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, holy shit,
exactly. Because the song that the mashup that I played of the T-Pain, this shit, I can listen to this shit all fucking day. Because it's that good. I mean, it's not oversaturated. And of course, it's a mashup. So it's all of his good songs, all of the best songs that he's ever put out, all in one. I would love if he did an updated version of this, though,
mm-hmm.
with some of his newer songs and everything like that. Like, yeah, I wish he would really consider redoing that and creating more of a updated version of that song and whatnot. So
we haven't did a question of the week or a question of the week in a hell of a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So for shits and giggles, we should do two. what the fuck?
I'll show you after we're done.
All right. So the first one is. This is just for. This was pure for. Just. So pretty much, if you get a Happy Meal with no toy in it, is it truly happy? Are you truly happy? Is it a true Happy Meal if you get a Happy Meal with no toy in it, or the toy you didn't really want? because you can get, like, yeah, you'd be, you, yeah, you can say, oh yeah, I got McDonald's, I'm still happy, but at the same time, McDonald's could be at the house too, depending on how much your mom really don't want to go to the car and drive all the way down to McDonald's.
Right.
Then the second one will be, what's your favorite T-Pain verse, and from which song? Or what's your favorite T-Pain song / verse?
What's his fucking Instagram? Oh, there it is. That was easy enough. All right, and then if you are following us on Twitter at RU_podcast, then you can see that I just tweeted both of those questions out.
Yep.
So you can respond to those. Also, later in the week, if you're following us on Instagram and Twitter, I will be tweeting out and Instagramming my phone number so y'all can have direct contact with us.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we good? We've been here for an hour. Is it that time? Man, I think it's that time. I think it might be that time.
Oh, shit.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. I'm gonna